You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
When Professor Munjid al-Madaris fled Saddam Hussein's Iraq in 1999, he was focused purely on survival. After travelling from Malaysia to Australia in a leaky wooden boat, he was held in detention for 10 months before being granted refugee status. Today, he's one of the country's top orthopaedic surgeons and a finalist for Australian of the Year for his contribution to medicine and his humanitarian work.
My mission in life is very simple. I fight for equality, tolerance and acceptance. I fight for the rights of everybody to get what they deserve without any discrimination based on colour, race or gender. And I stand for help. I stand for people that help each other, help themselves, help their families, their community, in order to live a better life in the future.
Presented in Canberra on Australia Day Eve, this year marks the 60th anniversary of the awards. State and Territory finalists for the four categories are selected from public nominations. Then the overall winner of each award is selected by the National Australia Day Council Board. Katrina Fanning is another finalist for the main award and one of eight Indigenous State and Territory Award recipients. The Wiradjuri woman has been a pioneer for women's participation in rugby league for more than 25 years, culminating in her appointment to the Canberra Raiders Board of Directors in 2019. She says while she wants to see women be able to make viable careers in sport and LGBTIQ plus people be accepted across society, her main focus is on ensuring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are given the right to self-determination.
I'm very dedicated at the moment to changing, I guess, the way Indigenous affairs is run in the country and to allow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people a far greater say in what's happening and how it's happening around them, and to be decision makers rather than just recipients of programs and supports, for them to be the managers and to decide what it is that they want to be working on first. If we don't do something differently, then we're not going to change the disparity in the life outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Sports physician Dr. Geoffrey Thompson is also in the running for Australian of the Year. As Senior Medical Officer for the Royal Australian Air Force in Darwin, he was responsible for evacuating thousands of survivors from the city after Cyclone Tracy hit in 1974.
We were very restricted for available medical care and help here at the time, so it was really important from that moment on to sort of triage injuries, I suppose, and then find a way, and of course the Air Force's primary role was to take those who were on stretchers and who had fractures, or people who lost eyes, people who had drips up. Those sorts of people were managed by the Air Force to various hospitals around Australia.
Since leaving the RAAF, Dr. Thompson has operated general medical clinics in remote Indigenous communities, often using his own plane for transport. Rounding out the list of finalists for the main award are musician and Indigenous rights campaigner Archie Roach, educator and social entrepreneur Rachel Downey, eye surgeon and blindness prevention pioneer Dr. James Miyuki, marine, Antarctic and climate scientist Dr. Jess Melbourne Thomas, and education social venturer Annie Fogarty. National Australia Day CEO Carly Brand says she's really proud there's such a diverse group of finalists.
One of the things we're trying to do with the awards is acknowledge that there are all of these wonderful Australians and all of these wonderful stories, and try and get lots of the stories out there, not just the story of the one Australian of the Year who was announced, but that there are many Australians out there doing fabulous things.
The outstanding contributions those aged between 16 and 30 make to the country are recognised with the Young Australian of the Year Award. Corey Tutt is one of the award's finalists and the founder of Deadly Science, an organisation dedicated to engaging Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders in STEM-related subjects. Through Deadly Science, the proud Gamilaroi man has been able to distribute more than 4,300 books and 70 telescopes to remote schools across Australia. He says he never imagined he'd win an award for his work.
I hope to inspire all kids out there, both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander or non-Indigenous kids, that no matter what path life puts you on, you can achieve these things, and that everyday Australians can win this award. And, you know, all it takes to do something, you know, amazing is to follow your passion, and don't be afraid to do that.
The other finalists for Young Australian of the Year are professional tennis player Ash Barty, social justice activist Will Smith, youth worker and volunteer Taya Davies, sustainability advocate Madeline Diamond, runner, cyclist and fundraiser Zibian Fielding, and medical student Jalalu Thomas. The Senior Australian of the Year Award celebrates the work of those aged 65 and over. Those in the running for the award are environmental educator Sue Lennox, men's health activist Peter Dornan, lifelong volunteer Sylvia McMillan, land care activist Dr. Graham Stevenson, road safety advocate Dr. Raymond Shuey, world leader in modern obstetrics Professor John Newnham, artist and cultural advisor Banduk Marika, and disability advocate Sue Salthouse. Despite being committed to social justice all her life, it took a horse riding accident in 1995 for Ms. Salthouse to become involved in the disability rights movement. After experiencing the systematic inequality faced by Australians with disabilities, she gave up her career as a teacher to advocate for the rights of people with disabilities to have accessible housing, economic security, and the chance to contribute to society. She now runs a consultancy company specialising in disability rights advocacy.
There is such a gap between the living standards of many, many people with disabilities and the non-disabled world. There is such a gap as well in our opportunities to engage in the world, and that is translating education into jobs.
Ensuring people of all abilities are included in every aspect of life is something Assistant Professor Nick Marshall is also focused on. The founder of Albatross Nippers, an inclusive surf life-saving program based at Nobby's Beach on the Gold Coast, he's one of the finalists for the Local Hero Award. The sports and musculoskeletal physiotherapist says he'd love to see his program implemented nationally.
Special needs programs are fantastic and they're great, but a lot of these families and the children want to be in an inclusive program, not necessarily a special needs program held at a special beach at a special time, but more a program where everybody in the community comes together, which essentially is what Nippers is. And that's probably where the Albatross Nippers is unique, is that we're not just a special needs program. We're a Nippers program that operates and is available to everybody.
He's up against foster carer Julia Rowlings, family violence activist Shirlene Campbell, men's health advocate Thomas Windsor, youth worker Bernie Shakeshaft, cystic fibrosis advocate Emma Evans, science educator Susie Urbaniak, and litter prevention advocate Josephine Jones for the award. Amy Hall, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.